We're talking about how Reedsburg and the Saucony area got internet service here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could be here. It is well established that rural communities in our state desperately need access to broadband. And the Reedsburg Utility Commission in Sauk County created one of the fastest internet systems in the country almost 20 years ago. The public utility, founded in 1894, it provides electricity, water, phone, and, get this, internet services to about 4,400 customers. We're examining their story, what other communities can learn. Do you lack reliable internet? How has it affected your life? Do you live in Reedsburg? What was it like before the utility established service? We're at 800-642-1234. Dave Mikanowicz worked for the Reedsburg Utility Commission for 22 years. As general manager, he oversaw the creation of a broadband internet system. He retired in 2012. Dave, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hello.
All right, so where did this idea come from? You know, in the early 2000s, you started building this infrastructure. What inspired it to get into the internet business?
Basically, it was a need that the utility had ourselves. We wanted to get a fiber loop around the city for our wells and our substations and reservoirs and so forth. And we went to the incumbents, and they wouldn't work with us. They didn't have fiber, so we decided to build our fiber loop that we would use, you know, internally. And as we were doing that, the school system came to us and said, "Say, we'd like to get on that loop too." So then we started, I think we had a 10-year contract with them. We built to them, and that sort of started the ball rolling. And then we, you know, industry started talking to us and other people in the community and said, "Hey, you know, why don't you look at going into the broadband business?" And we ran into a real good, I would call him a coach salesperson, who sold the type of equipment that you needed to put on the end of the fiber to actually do the broadband. And it all sort of grew from that. And we just started overbuilding the city. And then in 2009, Obama had a bunch of stimulus money. Then we applied for that. And that's when we started building the rural area around Reedsburg.
How long did it take to build the infrastructure?
Well, in the city, it took us about 4 to 5 years because we were learning, and we were, you know, we needed revenue coming in, and we had to balance the books with what we were putting into the ground in construction along with the revenue coming in. So it took about 5 years.
And this did cost a community millions of dollars to create. Where did you get that revenue?
It was from local banks that believed in what we were doing. In the very beginning, the electric utility loaned this infant utility, the broadband, I think it was like $300,000, and that was our seed money that we got started, and we started with that and just grew it.
How did the grant money come in and allow you to do what you did? In that 2009 period, how important was that grant money to where you sit today?
Oh, it was very important because it was the kind of revenue or the kind of money we needed to build the rural, because the rural, your customer base per mile and so forth is a lot less than it is in the right in a municipality. And with that money, the $5.2 million, I think we had to come up with approximately half of that. So the build itself was around $7 million, $7.5 million. And that enabled us to build, you know, a real large rural area around Reedsburg.
I mean, in the early days of this, did you ever get any head scratching there and saying, you know, what are you guys doing? Was there some resistance that you had to work through?
Oh, yeah. The incumbents were not happy campers that we were doing this.
When you say incumbents, explain what you mean by that.
At that time in Reedsburg, it was Charter and GTE.
Okay.
GTE was the telco and Charter was the video. And they went to the legislators and basically tried to legislate municipalities, i.e., we were electric and water utility, which we were part of the city of Reedsburg, but it's an independent entity that, you know, we answer to a board of directors. They went through the legislation, and I think today it would be very, very difficult for a municipality to do what we did because of what they passed back then.
We're talking about utility-provided internet service with Dave Mykonowicz, who worked for the Reedsburg Utility Commission for 22 years. Do you live in a rural community? What's the internet service like where you live? We're at 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Brett Schuppner to the conversation. Brett is general manager now of the Reedsburg Utility Commission since taking over in 2012 upon Dave's retirement. He's helped grow the system. Brett, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Yeah, good morning, Kate and Dave.
Hi, Brett.
Well, Brett, since taking over as general manager, you've seen the utility's internet has continued to grow and connect. How large is the coverage area now?
Currently, we serve over 25% of Sauk County. Over 25% of the residents of Sauk County are capable of getting our service at this time. So,
how many would that be approximately?
Well, if you base it on Sauk County's population, I believe is around 16,000. So, mm-hmm. We pass by about 6,400 residents in Sauk County currently.
And, what does it cost residents to get internet service from the utility?
We offer, we're very unique in that regards is we offer one speed package and we don't throttle our speed. So we're capable of doing gigabit speeds and that's what we offer all our customers. The price for that is $49.95 if you live in the city of Reedsburg. And if you're in the rural areas, we do charge $10 more. So it's $59.95 for rural residents.
Would you consider that this is competitive with what private companies are charging and offering?
We're actually one of the cheaper prices, especially based on the speeds that we provide. There's a kind of an independent website out there called Broadband Now. They kind of test and monitor speeds and pricing of internet plans across the nation, and actually the last 2 years we've been recognized as having the top speeds in the nation and being one of the five most affordable internet packages in the nation.
Brett, there was a project started last year to hook up the village of Spring Green and the town of Lake Denton. Have those communities been connected?
Yep. So Lake Delton, that project is completed. Actually, we serve other areas around the Lake Delton area for the.
I'm sorry, Lake Delton. Yeah.
And then Spring Green, that project actually is currently under construction. We got quite a bit of that completed. We do have some customers already turned up, but we continue to turn up more every month down there.
And that too, there were a couple state grants there that helped get these customers connected. Is that right?
Yep. Yep, we've been taking advantage of the PSC's broadband grants that they have available. Kind of as Dave mentioned, as you build out in these rural areas, the density is less. So to, make those projects affordable and to keep the monthly service fees reasonable, then it does take some little bit of assistance to keep those prices down.
We're learning about Reedsburg's path to broadband access with the Reedsburg Utility Commission. We have Brett Mykonowicz, who worked for the commission for 22 years, put the fiber infrastructure in place. Brett Schuppner there is general manager now working to grow the system. What do you want Wisconsin and the federal government to do to help connect people in rural areas with reliable internet? Is your utility having discussions about internet? What are the barriers? Join in at 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a minute right here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're learning about efforts over decades by the Reedsburg Utility Commission to provide internet access in rural areas of Sauk County. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. In 2014, Reedsburg says it became the first internet system in the state to offer gigabit speeds. Do you lack reliable internet? How has it affected your life? What would reliable service allow you to do? Do you live in Sauk County? What was it like before the local utility established service there? Be part of this at 800-642-1234. Dave Mykonowicz is the former general manager of the Reedsburg Utility Commission, retired in 2012. Brett Shepner is GM now, continues the work of growing broadband access, and then they stay with us. So, Dave, what was internet service in Reedsburg like before the utility stepped in?
Well, basically, if you were, you know, a residential customer, you got the dial-up, the dong, 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 waited forever for your program to come up. Once we started building and the threat was there for some real competition, then the other entities, the incumbents, you know, started to get some better broadband, but we were always a step ahead with the fiber to the home because we could just offer such, you know, better speeds and really reliable service.
Well, I wonder, what has, Brett, been the effect in the community of having broadband available? What can you tell us?
Well, it does give people... Go ahead, Dave.
I was just going to say, before I even retired, I think, Brett, you were there then, too, that some group did an interview with all of our industrial customers, and it wasn't so much that we brought in new customers, but it allowed these customers to expand their services and, you know, production by having the high-speed internet.
Brett, what was that effect that you saw in the community as you were able to hook up these villages and these towns, and especially in the rural parts?
Yeah, and I guess we've heard, you know, from customers that, you know, certain like businesses maybe outgrew their current space here, you know, in town, and so then had to relocate somewhere else in town or on the edge of town. And, you know, one of the main criteria for them to do so is that to verify that we could get our fiber service to that new location. You know, we do have Land's End Distribution Center here in the city of Reedsburg, and, you know, a lot of their employees do work from home. You know, so having that reliable and internet with a fast enough speed is very important to those employees and obviously their employer. You know, so it's definitely does have an impact. You know, I think over time, since we've been here so long in the city of Reedsburg, it's kind of a little bit taken for granted that, hey, that speed's there. You know, I could do whatever I want. I don't question it. But, you know, as we build in rural areas, you know, you see the opposite. You know, they are so starved for reliable and fast internet, you know, that, you know, they when they do get our speed, it just makes a difference, a complete difference for them for what they can do and access.
We're talking about rural broadband and how the Reedsburg Utility Commission was able to access high speeds. Brett Shepner there is the utility's general manager. His predecessor, Dave Mykonowicz, retired in 2012. We heard from Ken, called in from Sirona, couldn't stay with us, but wants to know the ballpark cost of putting down about a mile of high-speed internet across Ken's land. How much would that cost, Brett?
There's quite a few variables to that, you know, what's in the, you know, what obstructions are in the way, soil conditions and all that. So, you know, if it's really good going, it could be as low as $40,000 a mile, but it could be, you know, up to $120,000 per mile. You know, it just depends on the conditions. So,
and I would assume also the geography that you're working with as well of the land.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, definitely. That's part of it. So,
Dave, you were mentioning this earlier that in 2004, the state legislature passed a law making it harder for local municipalities to create a system like what you've got going on in Reedsburg. Do you know why it made these restrictions and what those restrictions are?
Well, some of the restrictions, I think probably the worst restriction out of that the passage of the legislature was, one of the things you had to do as a municipal utility going into the business is develop a business plan and then offer your business plan to the incumbents to review for 6 months. And what that effectively did was eliminate any possibility of private-public partnerships, because if we were, as a utility, going to somebody to, say, do our backhaul to take our information from Reedsburg down to the hubs, the private industry that we would be working with would not want to be included with us when you had to, you know, put your business plan out for everybody to look at. Plus, it gave unfair competition. Once you put that business plan out there, the incumbents would jump all over it and whatever they could do in your community just to offset you being able to build and, you know, build some revenue, they would go after it.
And those restrictions stay in place today. Is that right, Brett?
Yeah, that the legislation that was passed back then and is still in place. You know, just kind of briefly looking at what that is. I mean, what the steps, there's basically three steps that a municipality would have to take. It's prepare the report, you know, that would say the estimated cost and then your revenues and that you anticipate in a three-year cost-benefit analysis. And then you have to publish the report, make it available for public inspection for 30 days, and then hold a public hearing on this before the community could pass a resolution to move forward on that project.
Brett, you sit on the governor's new task force on broadband access, and this is a group of 24 people. We talked recently on our program with the chair, Brittany Beyer. What do you want to see happen out of that task force?
You know, I guess one main thing would be to, I guess, have the rural areas aware that there is a significant cost to provide service in those areas. And, you know, so there has to be either partnerships or the willingness of the customers and that to recognize that increased cost and be more willing to maybe to pay for that increase of service. You know, I kind of look at it on the electric side. Two, it's similar, you know, so the entire electric system got built out, but there was a cost associated with that to each individual customer. And unfortunately, like in more populated areas, you know, they see the advertisements all the time of that internet is going to be, you know, should be this price. But in rural areas, I don't know that can be and see that widespread build out that they were looking for.
We heard from Pete in Reedsburg, sent us an email saying broadband is too important now to leave in the hands of private companies for whom the last mile or last 10 miles just aren't worth it. Pete brings up that in 1935, FDR created the Rural Electrification Administration, which brought electricity for the first time to rural areas. Pete sees a similar plan here, time for something similar for internet service and the model that already exists. Dave, what do you think about that?
Oh, I think there's definitely opportunities for, you know, you've got some very very efficient co-op utilities out, you know, telcos that are probably ahead of a lot of the incumbents, much like, you know, Reedsburg did. They got some of that funding in 2010 and really built out high-speed internet to their customers. I just think, you know, you do have to have outside sources of funding come in to build in the real rural areas. I mean, even around Reedsburg, the density is better than it would be, say, up in northern Wisconsin, someplace where, you know, maybe you're going by a bunch of cabins that the people are only there for 4 or 5 months out of the year. So somewhere you have to come up with that revenue, and if you can't, you know, if you can't get it out of the customer base, there's got to be some funds put into it. But I think broadband is almost an essential service today that there should be some public financing going into it.
Brett, speaking of essential service, many Wisconsinites are jobless, struggling to pay their utilities. How is the utility working with customers? And at this time, and is internet treated like electric and water?
You know, I guess if customers are, you know, struggling due to the current, you know, situation out there, you know, being a local utility, we will work with them to you know, keep their services. But you know, once again, it has to be that they have to be working with us too. You know, just ignoring the situation and that is not a long-term solution. So, you know, and we're working with the school district to, you know, if they know families that are struggling and stuff like that, you know, at least especially on the at the tail end of the school district there, or the school last year, worked with them to provide service if there was family struggling in that end too that they were aware of. So.
Well, thank you both for joining us.
You're welcome. You're
welcome. Brett Schepner is general manager of the Reedsburg Utility Commission, and Dave Mykonowicz was his predecessor who retired in 2012. Coming up, we learn about new research that shows face masks don't just protect your neighbor from the coronavirus, that they can reduce your own risk of catching the virus. We talk with an environmental health scientist about what masks do. That's right after this news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.